kick some serious ankle, and search for tiny women. In fact, the CEH now had to spend so much time explaining to people that they hadn't got enough rights that they barely had any time left to fight for them. None of the pixies had looked anything like Albert. If they had, people would have only gone into the grotto armed.
"Been good, have you?" said Albert and spat into the fireplace.
Susan stared at him. Death leaned down. She stared up into the blue glow of his eyes.
"You are keeping well," he said.
"Yes."
"Self-reliant? Making your own way in the world?"
"Yes."
"Good. Well, come, Albert, we will load the stockings and get on with things."
A couple of letters appeared in Death's hand.
"Someone christened the child Twyla?"
"I'm afraid so, but what—"
"And the other one, Gawain?"
"Yes, but look how—"
"Why Gawain?"
"I suppose it's a good strong name for a fighter."
"A self-fulfilling prophecy, I suspect. I see the girl writes in green crayon on pink paper with a mouse in the corner. The mouse is wearing a dress."
"I ought to point out that she decided to do that so the Hogfather would think she was sweet," said Susan, "including the deliberate bad spelling. But look, why are you—"
"She says she is 5 years old."
"In years, yes. In cynicism, she's about 35. Why are you doing the—"
"But she believes in the Hogfather?"
"She'd believe in anything if there was a dolly in it for her. But you're not going to leave without telling me—" Death hung the stockings back on the mantelpiece.
"Now we must be going. Happy Hogswatch. Oh, yes. Ho, ho, ho."
"Nice sherry," said Albert, wiping his mouth. Rage overtook Susan's curiosity. It had to travel quite fast. "You've actually been drinking the actual drinks little children leave out for the actual Hogfather," she said.
"Yeah, why not?
He ain't drinking them, not where he's gone."
"And how many have you had, may I ask?"
"Dunno, ain't counted," said Albert happily. 1,800,706, said Death, "and 68,319 pork pies, and one turnip."
"It looked pork pie-shaped," said Albert. "Everything does, after a while."
"Then why haven't you exploded?"
"Dunno. Always had a good digestion."
"To the Hogfather, all pork pies are as one pork pie, except the one like a turnip. Come, Albert, we have trespassed on Susan's time."
"Why are you doing this?" Susan screamed.
"I am sorry I cannot tell you. Forget you saw me. It's not your business."
"Not my business. How can—"
"And now we must be going."
"Nighty-night," said Albert. The clock struck twice for the half hour. It was still 6:30, and they were gone. The sledge hurtled across the sky.
"She'll try to find out what this is all about, you know," said Albert.
"Oh, dear."
"Especially after you told her not to."
"You think so?"
"Yeah," said Albert.
"Dear me, I still have a lot to learn about humans, don't I?"
"Oh, I don't know," said Albert.
"Obviously it would be quite wrong to involve a human in all this. That is why, you will recall, I clearly forbade her to take an interest."
"Yeah, you did."
"Besides, it's against the rules."
"You said them little grey buggers had already broken the rules."
"Yes, but I can't just wave a magic wand and make it all better. There must be procedures."
Death stared ahead for a moment and then shrugged.
"And we have so much to do. We have promises to keep."
"Well, the night is young," said Albert, sitting back in the sacks.
"The night is old. The night is always old."
The pigs galloped on. Then, "No, it ain't."
"I'm sorry?"
"The night isn't any older than the day, master. Stands to reason. There must have been a day before anyone knew what the night was."
"Yes, but it's more dramatic."
"Oh, right then."
Susan stood by the fireplace. It wasn't as though she disliked Death. Death, considered as an individual rather than life's final curtain, was someone she couldn't help liking, in a strange kind of way. Even so, the idea of the Grim Reaper filling the Hog's Watch stockings of the world didn't fit well in her head, no matter which way she twisted it. It was like trying to imagine